Aaron Suttles joins us via the telephone. He's in the game on 99.1. Aaron, good evening. I hope you're doing well, sir.
Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Aaron, it's the eve of National Signing Day. It only gets magnified with this recruiting process of getting ready to International Signing Day, and it's almost like the second season. No, it is. It's the second season of college football.
Yeah, it's really, really been magnified over the last couple of years as technology has grown and people can keep up with it on the internet, on their phones, on their tablets. But it's a culmination for these high school kids who, and if you just started following recruiting, it seems like maybe Alabama just started recruiting these kids. Well, in fact, Alabama's been recruiting a lot of these kids since their freshman year and tracking them their freshman, sophomore year. So it's all about relationships. And certainly when Alabama's having those type of success they've had, it speaks for itself. But it's an exciting time for a lot of these families and a lot of these kids. And I know a lot of people take off work tomorrow. It's becoming like the March Madness. People just really looking forward to the fax cam, and it's kind of taking on a life of its own. And it's a day I will not see a lot of rest tomorrow, I'll give you that.
Have you been able to sleep this week at all? I mean, because I know what you guys do up until midnight. You get a little bit of sleep, you wake back up the next morning, and you cover the guys on the East Coast a little bit earlier than what you do in the Central. I would imagine that it's limited sleep at the Suttles family.
Yeah, there's not a lot, but you're not going to hear me complain because I love my job, and it's really exciting. It can be stressful, certainly, with all the competition and the way kids change their minds. So. It hasn't been a ton of rest this week, but like I said, you won't hear me complain because it's a good time.
That's a lot of fun. I mean, no doubt. I mean, I'd rather be talking about this than talking about preseason baseball. And no doubt, that was a jab at Mick Gillespie. He gave me that look. But
hey, that's a jab at me too because I cover the Alabama baseball team. So
well, no, I was talking about MLB.
Yeah, get him. Aaron.
I wasn't talking about collegiate baseball. I was talking about the MLB. Recruiting, no doubt a topic of conversation. Let's go back to last night. Reuben Foster making the verbal commitment to the University of Alabama. Your thoughts and your analysis of Reuben Foster and how does he fit in, and you feel like that this commitment will stick?
Well, my first thought after watching it, when you do what we do, and when you interview people for a living, and the majority of those interviews are done in person, you become almost like an expert of body language. And Reuben Foster's body language didn't tell a great story last night. I don't know that he's completely set on Alabama. I'm not saying he's going to flip and that his verbal commitment to Alabama last night will not stick. That's not what I'm saying. He looked like a conflicted 18-year-old kid that didn't really seem set with his decision. And that was my read of it. He spent time with his head buried in his daughter's back. He spent time with his head in his hands. He just looked like a kid that wasn't 100% sure. But, Alabama did a phenomenal job recruiting him. Even when he flipped to Auburn, the relationship that Kirby Smart and the staff kept with him, they played it the right way. So many times the fans take it personally when a kid doesn't want to play at their school. But the coaches and the players never really view it that way. I mean, if you've ever seen the end of a football game and you guys have been down on the sideline after Alabama, the game clock goes to zero, you'll always see coaches from another school come shake hands with Alabama kids, and Alabama kids do the same thing. They maintain those relationships, and it doesn't get as personal as the fans think it is. So, Kirby Smart did a great job in recruiting Reuben, even when Reuben went to Auburn, and then when the turmoil happened at Auburn this season, it set the stage for Reuben to rethink things, and Alabama was in a position to strike.
We're talking with Aaron Suttles, senior recruiting analyst for TideSports.com. It's part of the Tuscaloosa News. You can always connect with Aaron on his Twitter account, AaronSuttles. And we're talking with Aaron Suttles right now. Aaron, let's go back and analyze the Reuben Foster decision, because you said he was uncomfortable, but he made a comment that really stuck with me, talking about that business decision. And to look at that conversation, it really is a business decision, because most of these guys have dreams of playing on that next level.
Sure they do, and Alabama has a history of, under Coach Saban, of putting guys in the National Football League and developing, and not only as football players, but as men. You look at a guy like Damian Square, who's going to leave the University of Alabama as a permanent captain, who's got a degree, who's got a family. You're going to tell me that he's not a better person than he was when he was 18 years old, and it was because he was in the Alabama football program. So it's absolutely a business decision, because it's not just football. You have to, I mean, everyone has dreams of doing, I want to write for the New York Times. You know, I want to write for Sports Illustrated. We all have dreams, but we may not always be able to maximize out our potential and get those dreams. So it's good to have a backup. And an education is a solid, solid backup where you need to start in life. So, but from a football standpoint, you know, look at what Alabama's done, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. Ruben saw that. His family saw that. The one thing that was going to keep Ruben in the fold for Alabama is for them to have a plan that he could see his daughter. He's very close to his daughter. And with his mom living in Auburn, you know, he transferred to Auburn High School. That was something that had to be overcome. So I'm sure Alabama worked something out. There'll be times when he'll be able to see his daughter. But they just did a great job of recruiting him. And I think at the end of the day, Ruben realized the stability of Alabama, the success Alabama's had, the spotlight you get at Alabama, as well as they developed players, it was a no-brainer.
TideSports.com, Tuscaloosa News, Aaron Suttles helping us out on the game. And let's talk about other guys that will go into tomorrow learning about their decision to play at the University of Alabama. Let's start with Alvin Kamara. Your prediction, I know, is you think that maybe he's an Alabama guy, and it seems like he's been an Alabama lean for some time. Do you see this prediction staying true?
I do. You know, I think after that Alvin took his official visit to Georgia, I think after he left, Georgia immediately offered a couple other running backs. I think that was the sign that he was coming to Alabama. I think he's just got a great relationship with Kirby Smart and the staff, with Burton Burns, the running backs coach. And I don't think the kid's scared of competition. And Alabama's got three phenomenal running backs coming in. They've got T.J. Yeldon in the backfield now. But this kid's not scared. And none of these running back commitments that are committed to Alabama are scared. So that tells me that they're the right kind of recruit that Nick Saban wants. And, yeah, for me, I think Alvin ends up in Crimson.
Alshon Robinson, this guy has really emerged as maybe an Alabama lean over the weekend. What do we know as we approach the final few hours of the National Signing Day Eve?
I think he's Alabama, and he's a prospect that a defensive tackle I don't know that Alabama's ever had, or not ever had, but they haven't recruited a guy like him in a long time. He is a bigger Marcell Dareus. He's 6'5", 305 pounds. He can create such a push up the middle. I think he's phenomenal. And it depends on how things go with the other defensive line commits that Alabama are in on. He's a guy that could maybe line up at offensive tackle, too, so he's versatile. I think right now the plan is to keep him at defensive tackle. And I think right now Alabama is in a great position to land this five-star.
I always enjoy your analysis of Eddie Vanderdose, and I know Alabama fans will be very familiar with that name because he was the only official visitor in Tuscaloosa this past weekend. You like Alabama's chances?
I did, and I found out some information today. I just think the distance is going to be too much. I think he probably ends up at UCLA. You know, Alabama was involved with him early and then kind of got away from him and then got involved again late. And I think at this point, he just feels more comfortable out there on the West Coast. I think he signs with UCLA.
Could Alabama walk away tomorrow? Is there any imagination that Alabama could be disappointed? I mean, could Alabama strike out on some of these guys that we're almost considering a book for Alabama? It's written in book now?
Yeah, I think if some strange things happen, you know, if Alti Tenpenny, and a running back commitment out of North Little Rock, Arkansas, if he said, I changed my mind, I'm going to Arkansas, which doesn't seem likely. If Reuben Foster changes his mind again, if D-Liner signs with somewhere other than Alabama, if Alvin Kamara shocks the world and goes to Georgia, you know, there's a couple things that could happen, you know. But as it stands, I think Alabama fans are going to be ecstatic after tomorrow.
Going back, you talk to recruits every single day, and you can read a lot of details on TideSports.com. It's part of the Rivals network of websites. Aaron Suttle's helping us out. He's in the game on 99.1 WDGM and 99.1WDGM.com. Aaron, as we look at this business decision, if you're trying to go up against Alabama in recruiting, what do you tell them negative about the University of Alabama? Or does even coaches use that now? I mean, if you're saying something negative about what's happening in Tuscaloosa, what do you say?
Oh, they absolutely do it, and they do it every day. And the first thing that they do is they pull out a depth chart at the University of Alabama, and they show the kid, and they show him all the 4- and 5-star guys that are ahead of him. And it just depends on the individual. Some kids are very confident in their ability, and they're just not scared of competition. Other kids may be more susceptible to that. I know that there are a lot of schools that negative recruit against Alabama, saying that you're just never going to see the field. Look at all the guys that are in front of you. So it happens every day, and And that's why Alabama recruits a special kind of kid. And not special as any of, you know, in any other sense of the word, but special in terms of they recruit to their system. And their system is not just athletically, because there are five-star guys that want to come to Alabama. Matthew Thomas, a linebacker out of Miami, is one of the top players in the country, would love to come to Alabama. He doesn't fit the mold of an Alabama linebacker, and Alabama, he's not going to sign with Alabama. So it's about the whole, they recruit to their system. You know, a lot of schools talk up the character. Alabama really does. They're very diligent in doing their homework. They talk to guidance counselors, teachers, family members. They learn everything they can about a kid. And that's why you don't see a ton of Alabama players get in trouble in the offseason. They recruit a certain kind of kid that has to fit their system, and that's why they're so successful. And part of that is a kid that's confident in his ability. And if you're able to be talked out of coming to Alabama because of a depth chart, I don't know that Nick Saban wants you.
Could you make an argument, because the depth chart is there, that guys want to come to Tuscaloosa because of the competitive edge, that you get a chance to go up against guys in practice, because you don't have to be that go-to guy the day that you step foot on campus? I mean, is that an argument that you could, on the flip side of that?
Well, sure, you can say we're going to give you time to develop, and when you're ready to compete for a spot, it's going to be there. But they can also point to the NFL. I mean, the first round of the NFL draft every year is almost like an infomercial for Alabama. You know, when you got John Gruden on Monday Night Football saying that the San Francisco 49ers play like Alabama play. I mean, there's so many things that Alabama can. Alabama doesn't have to negative recruit. Alabama can point to three national championships in the last 4 years. They can point to all their players that are going to the NFL, all their players that are getting, that are graduating, that are leaving their program with a degree, all the guys that are leaving the program as men when they came in as boys. Alabama really doesn't get in the mud that much, and they, you know, they're just going to keep recruiting like they do, and let's face it, it's been pretty successful.
Aaron, do we know more details of what happened on the planes with Reuben Foster? Do we have concrete evidence of what happened, and was there even a situation that happened that caused Reuben Foster to visit Tuscaloosa over the weekend?
I think something did happen. It would be unfair of me to do any character assassination with no one really to go on record about it. I think something did happen. I mean, you don't leave an official visit midway through, which is what Reuben did, left Auburn on a Saturday and came to Tuscaloosa. Now, exactly what that is, I'll just leave that to the message boards and stuff, but something did happen and it made Reuben uncomfortable, and that's why he came to Tuscaloosa. And after that, I think the writing was on the wall where he was going to end up.
What's the day going to look like tomorrow on TideSports.com? Give us a preview of what's going to happen there.
Oh, man, we got Alabama fans just absolutely covered. I'll be in Muscle Shoals in Huntsville for the signings of D-Liner and Grant Hill. Andrew Bohm, my coworker, he'll be manning an all-day chat. You can ask him anything that you want all day, 8 hours. We'll have stringers all across the country, including Alvin Kamara over in Georgia when he signs, Jonathan Allen out of Virginia. We're just all over, spread out, covering every Alabama signing. We'll have live streaming on Ustream of several of the commitments. So we got you covered all day tomorrow for all those guys that are guys and girls that are really into recruiting.
Absolutely. It's TideSports.com. It's Rivals.com. And Aaron Suttles, we appreciate you helping us out. And we'll continue to follow your great work there on TideSports.com. Thanks so much.
No problem. Have a good night, guys.